Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. We are thrilled to be concluding Sefer Tehillim Mazel Tov. Join us on July 5th and 6th for Tehillim-related programs to mark the remarkable accomplishment, 150 prakim. Mazel Tov. Please sign up at ou.org/women/siyum. ou.org/women/siyum. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Mem Tes 149. We're just about at the end of the Sefer of Tehillim, and we're at the end just about of completing the six praises that we say every day as part of Psukei Dezimra. We ended off yesterday in Kuf Mem Ches 148 that Hashem elevates the pride of his nation, which then brings praise to his chassidim, to his pious ones. Who are the pious ones? Livnei Yisrael, Am Krovo, the nation of Israel that is close to him. So the pious ones are those who are devout, who have such dveikus, such closeness to Hashem, that they're totally committed to doing what God wants, and they do it with love because they feel God so close to them. So this story, this song is now going to focus on these chassidim. And when we read this song, we, the singers of the song, should feel as if we are, not as if, that we are the Chassidim. Let's begin Pasuk Aleph, Hallelujah. Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, sing to Hashem a new song. Tehilaso Bikhal Chassidim. His praises sounded amongst the congregation of Chassidim. It's important to note that just as we're about to finish the book of all the songs of Tehillim, we're directed to sing a Shir Chadash, a new song. And the Radak and many other commentaries discuss that every generation, and really every person, has new songs, new poems to compose and to write. And so therefore, it never ends. And this new song could be referring to the time of Mashiach, when there will be an incredible story, and people will be so happy, and they will sing. It could also be a song that was sung in the past, many times that there were opportunities to sing a Shir Chadash, a new song celebrating miracles that Hashem did. But when we sing the song, when we say this parak, we need to think about our own song that we can sing today. Now, the word for song in Hebrew is both Shir and Shira. Masculine is Shir and Shira is the feminine. And the songs in the past are referred to as a shira in this feminine form of the word song. And that's because one song will give birth to another song, which will give birth to another song. In this mizmor, we refer to the word song as a shir in masculine, which refers to the final song in the time of Mashiach. Hence, that's why many commentaries talk about the idea that this is a song of the future. However, all past songs that we sang yesterday are called Shira. However, the song we sing today, we refer to as a Shir in masculine. For with every song we sing in the moment, we hope that this will be the final song that will usher in the time of Mashiach, which therefore gives us a reason to sing every song that we sing with such passion and fervor, feeling that this may be the song that will bring all of us to a place of perfection. The Malbim explains that our song reflects our closeness with God, for that is our praise, and that brings us so much joy. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Yismach Yisrael be'osav. Yisrael, be happy in his creator, or in his maker. B'nei Tzion, yagilu b'malkam. The sons of Tzion should rejoice with their king. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Yahalalu shemo b'machol. They should praise his name with dancing. B'sof v'chinor yizamru lo. With drums and harp, they should make music to him. Meaning it should have a melody. They should be able to sing it. And it should have a beat. They should be able to dance. Now, the kind of dance referred to as a machol is a circle dance, meaning that we're all going to be dancing together. And it's important to notice that Hasidim are not just people who focus on their personal connection to Hashem and focus on their closeness to God, but rather their closeness to God inspires them to be like God. In the way that the Gemara tells us in Sota, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph 14a, that being like God means that you specifically are kind. You do the kindness that Hashem does, the unconditional kindnesses that Hashem does for people. The Gemara in Shabbos in Kuf Lamed Gimel 133b says, Mahu chanun v'rachum, afata chanun v'rachum. Just like God is kind and merciful, so we should be kind and merciful. So the Hasidim are not just pious people who stay in the corner and communicate or try to communicate with God. Rather, Hasidim are also those who are ready to dance in a circle, who are part of people, who appreciate the whole and the needs of everybody. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, why are we dancing and singing and celebrating? Ki rotzeh Hashem ba'amo, for Hashem desires his nation. We feel Hashem desiring us. Yifa'er anavim bishua, he glorifies the humble with salvation. The language of anavim, meaning humble, is similar to the idea of chassidim, who are totally dedicated to the service of God. What does Hashem want from me? So while we glorify God because we desire him, we also feel him glorifying us, for he desires us. And now the song continues to speaking about the salvation of these chassidim, of these pious people. That's us. Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Yalzu chassidim b'chavod, the chassidim will exult with honor. The Radak explains, we will feel honored because of the glory that we feel. Or the Metzudas David says, we will exult in the fact that Hashem is being honored. Yiradanu al mishkevosam, they will joyously praise on their beds. People who are devoted to God, instead of going to sleep with worry and sadness, they go to sleep feeling joyful and appreciative. Try it at home. Like, sing yourself to sleep with joy and appreciation. The Medrash Shochar Tov explains the language of on their beds, not as literally on their beds, but also referring to their final bed, the grave. If people live joyously in their life, they will continue to be joyous with Hashem, Achrei Me'e Ve'esrim, after 120, when they die. Pasuk Vav, Romamus Kel Begronam, elevating praises of Hashem are in their throat. Why not just in their mouths? They're in their throat, meaning it's deep down, those praises. They really believe in what they're saying. V'cheref pipios biyadam, and a double-edged sword in their hands. La'asos nekama bagoyim, to do vengeance to the nations. Tochechos bal'umim, rebukes to the people. La'asor malchayim bezikim, to handcuff their kings with chains. V'nichbedeim b'chavle barzel, and their honored ones in iron shackles. Lasos bahem mishpat kasuv, to execute upon them the judgment that's written, meaning the judgment, Malbim says, the Torah tells us that evil leaders will be destroyed, and that will happen through these chassidim, through these pious people. And ultimately, that will be hadar hu l'chol chassidav. It will bring glory to the pious people. So let's go back now to verse 6, Pasuk Vav. We see two different actions or aspects that of the chassidim, of these pious people. We see their mouths or their throats full of praise, elevating praise, and they're also holding swords. V'cheref pipios biyadam, double-edged sharp swords are in their hands. It reminds us of David going out to fight Goliath. When he went out to Goliath, he didn't have a sword, he had stones, but he said to Goliath, Hineni ba'elecha b'shem Hashem tzvakos, I am coming towards you with the name of Hashem. And we know the end of that story. And when David went out to war, he always understood, Hashem ori v'yishi, Hashem is my light and my salvation. Go through so much of Tehillim. It's all about the beautiful, elevating words of praise at the same time that he went out with the sword to fight the enemies. And that is what brought him success. Now, if you look back at the psukim here, it doesn't say that we necessarily destroy the enemies, that they die. Rather, it says that we handcuff their power so that they can no longer espouse their evil and immoral ideas. Therefore, the Malbim looks at it as that our words are our swords. and that we will show them justice and truth by our influential arguments. V'yivarru lahem amitat ha'emuna, and through our arguments, we will make it clear to them the beauty and the truth of believing in Hashem. And therefore, we won't even need to have the swords in our hands. Chazal explained, the cherev pipios biadam, the sharp edge swords in our hand, are our romamus kel bigronam, the elevating words of God that are in our throats. Meaning that the words of Torah learning, says the Tana Debe Eliyahu, and the Mitzudas David says the words of our praising God and elevating God in our own minds and in front of others will be the swords that defeat the enemy. The Medrash and Shmos Rabba says, when we receive the Torah at Chorev, in Chorev, the mountain of Chorev, referring to Har Sinai, don't read it as Chorev, but read it as Cherev, which is a sword. The Torah gives us the sword by living the Torah, by living the words that our mouths speak of elevating Hashem in our lives, we will be able to overcome these negative forces and influences. And when we do it that way, that will bring so much honor, so much glory to the Hasidim that we speak of at the end. Hadar hu l'chol chasidav, that will bring great honor to all of his pious ones, and that will bring justice in the world. And the only thing we can say after that is how fortunate we are, how amazing this is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.